Unencrypted Bits is all the tech news you need to know in 5 minutes or less, and it starts right now. This week in crypto, brought to you by Luno.com. Let's get the merge out of the way first. Ethereum merger is underway, and notices have already been sent out for disabled deposits. The soon-to-be obsolete ETH miners are also sniffing around for alternative crypto, with the Ethereum Classic hash rate doubling since July. If you're still in the dark about the merge, here's a quick 101. The merge will immediately reduce Ethereum's energy demand by about 99.95%. It will allow for future upgrades that will make it faster and more scalable. And it will reduce ETH issuance by about 90%. The merge will not create another blockchain called Ethereum 2.0. It will not create a new Ethereum token called ETH2. It will not lower the cost of Ethereum transactions. Bitcoin is the big winner this week. Bitcoin hash rate is surging as public miners who lost out in the crypto winter are plugging in their new machines. This also sees Bitcoin top the charts as the strongest performing cryptocurrency over the last 7 days as it regains its market dominance. The premier currency did suffer some significant losses directly after the US consumer price index data was made public. Brace yourself for some volatility around the 21st when there is the highly possible interest rate hike in the US. Binance is still enjoying the bulk of the year-high Bitcoin trading volume and has extended its deposit fee waiver to South Africans. Local head of Binance, Hannes Wessels, is on Unencrypted next week to give some insider info on the company's plans for Mzansi. If you don't know yet, Luna crashed after South Korean courts issued a warrant for the arrest of Terra co-founder Do Kwon. Elsewhere in the tech sphere, GoPro finally unveiled its Hero 11 Black and Hero 11 Black Mini. The Mini gets all the new larger sensor, 5.3K at 60 frames per second, 4K at 120 frames per second, HyperSmooth 5.0 goodness that comes with the new Hero 11 Black, but ditches the LCD screens and gains an additional rear mounting option. The larger sensor is of the 8x7 aspect ratio for easier cropping to a greater variety of content channels. Mini is also compatible with the Maxi lens mod. Other new features include Hindsight that captures 30 seconds before you hit record, and some interesting time-lapse mode optimizations for star trails and vehicle trails and light painting. You can also set a timer for scheduled capture so that you don't miss that epic sunrise. And there's also duration capture to set a length of time you want to record. That's all the news that you need to know. I'll chat to you next week.